When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the age? And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This is the voice of the last day prophet of God, projecting and proclaiming that profound truth. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The international broadcast, The Overcomer, with the voice of the last day prophet of God, is now on the air.
There is such a talk of peace all around the world in almost every country and nation. And from all the peoples that it seems again as though the word of God is a lie. Did you know that God said when they cry peace and when they call safety, sudden destruction shall come upon them? So it looks like God has lied, doesn't it? Everything seems to be going along just fine. Peace everywhere. I believe it has been stated that a world body of believers would give the Prince of Peace Award this coming year. It has been submitted that the Pope of Rome received this special gift for his alleged efforts for peace among all nations and religions. One of the most startling and amazing facts of this era of peace talks is the very input and impact that it has on the supposed Church of Jesus Christ. The peacemakers are falling for this false cry for peace. The children of God are children of peace. And Jesus Christ is called, in the Word of God, the Prince of Peace. Therefore, God's children must and should be concerned with an effort of peace that is in the plan of God. What was it the angel proclaimed when Jesus Christ was born? Was it not glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace towards men? Ladies and gentlemen, if it were not for the prophetic word of the Almighty God, all men would fall to this snare of peace. Men everywhere say they are tired of war and famine and disease and trouble, and they seemingly desire to want peace. Did you ever think of peace as a snare or a trap? Why? When you get ready to set a trap or a snare, and you want to trap a prey, what do you do? Why, you prepare it with some goodies, and you make it look peaceful, like there is no danger involved. And then your prey takes the bait and ends up in the trap. Men everywhere want to enjoy the good life. And it makes no difference if it is the right life, as long as they can still call it the good life. To do this, they want to be left alone to just do anything they want to do. They want peace to pursue their lust. The Bible says scoffers would come walking after their own lust. And they would say to us, don't disturb our lifestyle with your preachings of gloom and doom and the coming of Christ. We've got things we want to do. When anyone tries to hold this generation accountable to their Creator, they scoff at that. And they tell us that God is a God of love and He wants us to have all nice things. This end time, this time that you and I are now living in, is clearly depicted in the Scriptures. If you would read with me from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 and verse 10, it would read like this. Knowing this verse, I'm always amazed at the way the Word of God comes on with end time prophecies in an age where we are so enlightened and people tell us that we don't know when Christ is coming. And here we find a verse of Scripture says, this is what I want you to know first. Before you know anything else in reference to the coming of Christ, know this first, that one of the most prominent, prevalent signs of the coming of Jesus Christ in the very last days would be scoffers, mockers, walking after their own lust. And you know what they would say? They will say, where is the promise of His coming? I picked up a letter the other day where a man said he was 75 years old and he didn't know why I was so upset about the coming of Christ, because he's heard about it ever since he was a little boy. And he thinks that 75 years is a long time. The coming of Jesus Christ has been predicted and preached ever since the beginning of time. And then the scenario that God has given us in reference to this time in which you and I are living in is taking place right now before your very eyes. They will say, where is the promise of His coming? Isn't that remarkable? Why, ever since our mamas and daddies died, everything just keeps right on going on as they were from the very beginning of creation. Things haven't changed. Men are just becoming more populous upon the face of the earth, and that's the reason why we have more sin. But Peter goes on and says, let me assure you, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. I am constantly amazed at the wording of the Holy Spirit as He spoke through the mouth of His holy prophets. Back in days when they were using camels and donkeys and mules, or perhaps not mules, but those type of weapons of warfare and swords and spears and chariots, to hear a man speak of the earth being burned up must have been utterly ridiculous, except that they had had some examples of the fire of God coming down and consuming people. But here he talks about the whole world, the whole earth being burnt up. No one today with good intelligence and who is sensible at all would mock the fact that we are living upon a earth that is a powder keg, that in the wars that we are facing today, there is such immense potential of power to blow up and burn up the entire world and all that dwells therein with this nuclear infusion that we have upon the face of the earth. And to think that God Almighty, by the Holy Ghost, prophesied and predicted that in the day that would demand that the Lord Jesus Christ return back to earth would be a day of such turmoil that the world would be confronted with being burnt up. And of course, the Bible says it would come as a thief in the night. I don't know how many times I have taken time to explain that verse of Scripture. It doesn't say the Lord is going to come as a thief in the night. It says the day in which the Lord would come would be upon us unexpectedly as a thief comes upon us. simply because we weren't looking for him, preparing for him, neither were we expecting a thief. And all at once we find that all of our possessions and all of the things that we love and cling to have been taken away from us. Well, with the taxation and the rising of the oil prices and the cost of living going up, America, you will wake up very soon, one of these days, with this highfalutin, freelancing lifestyle that you have been living, some of you, all of your life, never knowing the day of being hungry or cold or destitute or without a place to sleep. You are going to wake up standing in bread lines and seeing the cost of gasoline and fuel to heat your house so high. And since most of you have got yourself entangled in a situation where you will have to depend entirely upon the world system to provide for you, like a snare, like a trap, it will spring upon you. And your way of life will be destroyed, and your hope for the future. You read it now in the newspaper.
I want you people to take note that this is a message from our archives that was preached 10 years ago. Keep watching your fuel prices now this winter. Keep looking at your gasoline prices. Somebody says things you say don't come to pass. Well, you just keep watching. Keep your eyes on the stock market. Keep your eyes on the economy. It's coming October. They tell us, from what we can gather in the invisible signs, it's going to be, how we used to say, a doozy. I was just listening to that message and thought I ought to just tell you about something we mentioned here to you 10 years ago.
As people are beginning to complain about our troops being in Saudi Arabia, and many husbands and brothers and fathers and sons and daughters are going to die because we want to maintain our luxurious lifestyle with automobiles and all the comforts and conveniences that are promised to us through oil. I want you to be with me tomorrow as I continue with this broadcast.
I would like to again inform you that you can listen to a live broadcast that comes to you directly from this radio room every single day, all the time, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, on the internet, on the Real Audio Player and the Media Player and other sources. You can locate us on the internet at www.overcomerministry.org. You spell that OVERCOMERMINISTRY.org. Just go to our website, go down to where it says listen, and follow the instructions, and click, and you will be listening to me live on the internet. www.overcomerministry.org. Bless you.
Did you know that a thief likes to have it quiet and peaceful when he operates? Jesus said the coming of the Lord would come as a thief in the night, or in a time that is ripe for a thief to operate. As I said to you yesterday, how many people would consider peace a snare or a trap? And yet many of you out there, because you've been put to slumber and sleep, you have lost the keen edge of your spiritual knowledge and your divine discernment and perception concerning the day in which you are living in. Jesus defined a time of peace as a snare. And he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. Now the fig tree stands for the nation of Israel. And all the trees. Did you know that when Israel became a nation in 1948, I think I read just the other day, there was something like only 40 or 50 nations who were part of the United Nations. And then that tree became a part of it, a new nation. But it says all the other trees. Today there's well over 130 or 40 nations. So well over 100 new nations have taken place or come into existence in the last 40 to 45 years. When he says, behold, look at the fig tree and then look at all the other nations, and they will rise against nation, nation against nation, coming against each other. Nations that used to be part of one whole are now fighting amongst themselves. When you read, for instance, of the atrocities that are being committed in Kuwait, that is being committed by Arabs against Arabs, Muslims against Muslims. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a house divided can't stand. The whole world is crazy, you know. He says, when they now shoot forth the tree, the fig tree, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh, when you see the trees beginning to bud and beginning to come into life. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, know you, I like the word know, know you. Well, we're not going to know, you lying preachers, you barking dogs who tell people we don't know what's taking place on the face of the earth. You are beginning to witness the very end of the end, ladies and gentlemen. The climax of the climax, as Almighty God is going to bear his arm and do exactly what he declared he would do. I will destroy man, God says, who I have created. For the wickedness of man has come up before me, and violence is filling the earth. And I will not tolerate it much longer. Well, then why don't he just go ahead and do it? He's a just God, and he warns men and those that have been often reproved and hardened their heart and stiffened their neck shall suddenly, that's right, be cut off. Isn't that what God said? Or don't you believe what God said? Ah, you antagonistic, rebellious generation who sits there in your ease in Zion, in your church membership and your creeds and your rituals, and the God of all flesh is about ready to end this thing, and some of you haven't prayed through or bawled or squalled or cried or sought God or cleansed yourself or purified your hearts. You have done nothing but watch your TV and love your pleasure, and you are going to be damned, ladies and gentlemen, if you continue in walking in your rebellion and in your sin and in your ungodliness. Know you, he says, when you see the fig tree and all the trees and all the nations. Did you see all the nations budding, all of them rising up over there in Iraq and against Iraq in Saudi Arabia? The whole world now is budding. Jesus says, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God, hallelujah, is at hand, right near. Heaven, verily, I say unto you, the generation that witnesses all these things shall not pass away, will not come to its conclusion, will not come to its end, till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth, God says, shall pass away. My word shall not pass away. Take heed to yourselves. He speaks to you God-fearing people now. You who are slumbering, you know not what a day shall be bring forth. You are being lulled to sleep. He says to you, take heed to yourselves. Save yourselves. Why? Lest at any times your heart be overcharged with surfeiting, overindulgence, living lustful lives, drunkenness, and caught up with the very cares of this life. Look what he says. so that day come upon you unaware. Are you aware? You worried about a war? You worried about a war? You worried about a change of your lifestyle? You worried about maybe losing your car, your home? You may lose your soul, ladies and gentlemen, unless you get right with God. That day come upon you unaware. How will this day come upon us unaware? For as a snare, as a trap, shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Why, when the Berlin Wall was coming down and all of Eastern Europe was changing, everybody was crying, well, we can put away our war machine. We're going to have a time of peace now. The great big Russian bear has been defanged and his claws have been plucked. And then the Russian bear, along with the understanding and the knowledge of the good old compadres in the USA, along with the whore in the Vatican, they pull out a new war machine. Or don't you know who armed Iraq? Or don't you know who gives this little puppet on a string his orders? It comes, ladies and gentlemen, from Mr. Gorbachev and the Soviet Union. And they are still there preparing them for war. Isn't that something? And it caught us unaware. We weren't thinking of any wars anymore. We're going to cut back on our military might and bring our missiles and our tanks and our soldier boys home. And before we know it, at the stroke of a pen, at the mouth of a president floating around in a boat in Maine's harbor, comes a command, send the troops to Saudi Arabia. Hurt not the oil and the wine. And the word of God comes alive again. Do you know that the word of God tells us what is the very first step to be trapped or snared? The thing that leads men into a trap or into a snare is riches and wealth. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Isn't it something? We're not facing victory, my friend. I told you before, and I tell you again, the United States of America will never, ever, 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 ever again win another war. God is not on our side any longer. I am against you, saith the Lord. Well, I'll be back.
We are living in the final days of time. It seems like every time I get in front of this microphone, I get overwhelmed in my spirit. I almost ask myself many times, is this just me? Is this, am I paranoid? Am I out of my mind? Well, I think so, huh? I don't think as a man on these things. It's just that I remember last night the Lord was speaking to me as I was preparing to go to bed, and I heard him say several things to me in my spirit, and it just brings an urgency to me. He told me to make the severe effort of trying to get the radio signal back across Europe and over to that satellite, and I'm going to do that today. This is Monday, September the 18th. I'm going to make that move because the Lord told me precisely how to proceed with it, and I'll go on that basis, and it's a way that he gives me to determine his will in the matter. And it's like Gideon, you know, God spoke to Gideon and said he was going to deliver the children of Israel out of the hands of the Midianites. And then he said to Gideon, he was going to use him. And he said, by this one man, I'm going to do it. And then he showed Gideon the miraculous way in which he was going to do it in order to convince him that, and to have Gideon believe what God had said. And I'm in that situation now. I look at the scripture references and patterns, and I'm convinced that I'm not the only man that God is using on the earth. I just believe I am the only man he's using in this method of reaching the entire world with a profound truth, and I cannot waver from it. Everything around about me constantly makes me want to retaliate, so to speak, or take back. But I can't do it. I'm not trying to save face. I believe the end of the age is here. I've preached it and believed it for many years. And I'm convinced, I'm persuaded, as the words Paul used, that we are living in the time of the scriptures being fulfilled emphatically with the mark of the beast soon to be implemented. Remember, it's coming like a snare. Most of us will not be aware of what it is. We have slowly been snared already. I think about it so much with our social security card, with our credit card, with our debit cards, with our identity card, with our medical card, with our driver's license, slow but sure, marriage license. I mean, they've come out with, you've got to ask the state for permission to do almost anything, even on the land you own anymore. Permits got to be required, and on and on it goes. And soon, to buy food, to manage your money, to buy material, it's going to become controlled. The Bible uses a phrase like this, and he causes, he gives you a cause, the cause of taking care of your family, the cause of providing food, the cause of being alive, to sustain yourself. He's going to give you a good cause. Isn't that one of the reasons why we have made concessions now in order to fulfill the cause of living precisely the way they want us to live? I pray that this day you will pray with me. Remember, as we heard several times in the last few days now, that only the very elect are the ones who are not going to be deceived by the times in which we live in. If it were possible, Jesus said, they would deceive even the very elect. Now, I'm sure that every one of us who love God would like to be in the category of the ones they cannot deceive. Jesus told us to let no man deceive us. Many deceivers would come. They're everywhere, not only in the religious world, but the deceitfulness of riches, the deceitfulness of sin, the present pleasurable things we enjoy, they deceive us and slay us and destroy us. Would you write me today and help me pray and support us to keep this broadcast on the air? My address is
The Overcomer, Post Office Box 691,
Walterboro, South Carolina, zip code 29488, USA. To the next broadcast, the voice of the last day prophet to mankind everywhere, the restoration of all things is about to be fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. This is the last generation. Prepare to meet your God. Maranatha.